This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. For the second time in a decade, the Thai army has overthrown the government there and put itself in charge. The generals who did so said they were acting, and this is a quote, in order to reform the political structure, the economy, and the society. We've got the BBC's Jonathan Head on the line from Bangkok to talk about that middle part, the already troubled Thai economy. Jonathan, good to speak with you.
Hi, good evening.
First of all, what's it like out there? What does it look like on the streets?
Well, there's a curfew in place. It's kept it pretty quiet. I think things have been so tense for so long that for some people in Bangkok, it's almost a relief. But there's also some shock that this has happened, because for many, many months now, the army has said it doesn't think a coup can solve Thailand's problems. And those who oppose a coup here, the so-called red shirt supporters of the government, have said they would resist any kind of coup or takeover like this, possibly with force.
The State Planning Agency came out just on Monday and said the Thai economy is already in recession. It contracted 2% the first quarter of this year. I can't imagine that this is going to help anything along those lines for the regular people of Thailand.
Not at all. I mean, Thailand's economy is often called a Teflon economy because it's managed to ride out all the extraordinary political turmoil of the last 8 years relatively unscathed. A lot of the businesses that really drive Thailand's economy are based outside of Bangkok, and they will carry on as normal. And the army has made it clear it doesn't want to chase people away. It wants things to carry on as normal. The things that Thailand is good at, its exports, manufacturing, its cars, its electronics, will continue as normal. Where there are real worries, I think, is that because of this long crisis, big investment decisions have been delayed. And the political uncertainty is putting off foreign direct investors too. We've already had a number of postponements of potentially big factory constructions and big investments. In the weeks ahead, there may be some real nervousness among investors.
I'm not hearing you say anything that would make me, as a tourist, want to get on a plane and hit Chiang Mai or Bangkok or the beaches of southern Thailand.
Tourists will have to reconsider coming here. I mean, to be honest, those tourists here won't really be affected. Yeah. The beaches are unaffected. Even in most of Bangkok, people won't see much of what's going on. And I think the new military rulers will do their very best to make sure things are fine for tourists. For example, they're stressing that although there's a curfew, tourists will be able to drive late at night to the airport and back. But in the end, the element of uncertainty about whether there will be conflict, you know, that sort of thing is really going to put tourists off. Everything depends on how the military handles things now and on how much resistance they face as to whether tourists start reconsidering their holiday bookings.
Acknowledging that it's early days yet, can people still go to the market and get daily supplies? Are there people just out and about?
I think it'll be fine. I mean, the first full day of military rule will be tomorrow morning. Yeah. I think people will be going to work as normal. I think the worry really is, what are the long-term intentions of the military? When they took over in the last coup in 2006, the country was a lot less polarized. They faced very little resistance. And yet they were accused then of completely mismanaging the economy and of actually making the divide in Thai politics even worse. Now they're doing it again, even though the army commander, General Prayut, has frequently said beforehand he doesn't think that a coup would really work. They've done it now. They're going to have to try to manage the country in far less favorable circumstances, with consumer demand already collapsing, with a lot of people very indebted after a bit of a consumer binge in recent years. That could all make it very, very tricky for the army.
The BBC's Jonathan Head in Bangkok. Thanks very much.
Good to talk to you.